You're listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. My name is Sean McMeekin, and I'm joined by Luca Realm, Jackson Brown, and Bernie Lee. This is Rock and Ride, and for the next hour, we'll keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock, both new and old, and we'll take some time to tell you about the way the transport we use affects the music we love. I got a really funky one to start us off today. This is CJSF 90.1 FM radio at Simon Fraser University, Burnaby Campus. You're listening to Rock and Ride. We got a great list of songs for you today, today featuring mostly playlist stuff from the CJSF curated playlist of recent songs, recent releases, and recent additions to our library. Next up, we have Firebird by Catharsis. We'll be right back. what a great set of guitars that is. A bit of a mistake there. That was Firebird by Covet. Just letting you know, we've got quite a few instrumental songs here on Rock and Ride for the first bit of our show, so that I get to be the only voice you hear for a bit. Regardless, next up is The Long Survival by Idle Moon.
Music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM radio at Simon Fraser University. You're listening to Rock and Ride. So, recently I was reading Burnaby Now when I came across an article talking about the cheapest gas prices in Burnaby. It was talking about how the gas prices in Burnaby typically range from around 165 cents per liter to around 180 cents per liter. It's a big range. But the cheapest in the entire Metro Vancouver area is 160 cents per liter. So let's say you were at the Chevron closest to SFU at Hastings and Duthie, and you were thinking, 171 cents per liter. That seems like quite a bit more than you could get down in Delta for 160 cents per liter. But then you're thinking, to get to Delta, it'll cost a bit of gas, which costs money. So I decided to do a bit of a thought experiment on if it would be cheaper to drive down to Delta. So let's say you have a spectacularly average car. The average gas mileage being 0.11 liters per kilometer, and your fuel tank capacity being 55 liters. This is what I could find on the of the averages on the internet. No idea if that's accurate, but you have an average car. The distance to get to that Husky is 29 kilometers, which means you'll need 3.2 liters of gas to get there. So with 5 liters of gas left in your spectacularly average car, you could either fill up at the Chevron that you're currently at in this thought experiment for $85.50, but to drive to Delta, you would be able to fill up for $85.11 instead, and that's including the gas you spent to get there, 39 cents off. So congratulations, you can do it. But now you might be thinking, wait, I'm stuck in Delta, so now you have to get back, and the money and gas spent getting back is $5.11, and now you've realized that you've wasted an hour and 14 minutes getting there and back. Congratulations! Even at minimum wage, working that amount of time could have earned you $20.65. And let's be for real, you're listening to a bunch of high schoolers on a community radio. Minimum wage is probably highballing it. But regardless, in effect, in the best case scenario, your little trip just cost you $25.37. Not much cheaper, is it? Well done. Anyway, next song we have is Bad Head by Blur.
Thank you.
We love Blur here at Rock and Ride. Anyway, I'd like to thank my co-host here, Bernie Lee, for playing the guitar during all of our segments here on Rock and Ride. It just adds that little extra touch that makes it sound so great. Regardless, next up we have California by Joni Mitchell.
Sitting in a park in Paris, France, reading the news and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Oh, but California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan. California, I'm coming home. So lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your ear just give you the blues. Just give you the blues. I caught a plane to Spain. Went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news out home you read more about the war and the bloody.
Take me as I am.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in this great state of the world we live in Canada, here at CGSF 90.1. This is Rock and Ride, and we're at Simon Fraser University. And for this week's edition of my random bits that are also relevant in today's world, so it just so happens that it came to light on my social media page a couple of hours prior, and that it was an interesting fact, and it just so happens that I also played that same band's song about a couple minutes before, and it was just so coincidental. I just had to do a bit on it. It's necessary. So I spent my rest of my time doing a bit of research, and I just want to say it's very interesting, and it kind of makes sense. So this group is Hootie and the Blowfish, and the song that I was playing was Hold My Hand. It was a great song, and, you know, I've heard it in a couple different TV shows and movies, so definitely something to check out. But the group lead singer, Darius Rucker, has made many hits, but, like, the individual band members eventually suffered a lot of damage due to divorce and drug addiction, and the decline in popularity kind of just discouraged them to really persevere any more music after that kind of first wave they had. And they ended up splitting up. It was kind of on and off through 2006, 2008, but by 2008, it was basically done. But Darius Rucker wasn't fully done. He actually wanted to do a solo career, so he took it all upon himself to kind of rise to that after the fallout. And it was tough, but eventually he was back on his feet, and, you know, he was doing shows, living, like, a semi-normal life. I mean, like, he wasn't doing crazy stuff, but he was still making his ends meet. And but the thing that shocked me, this is what popped up on my phone. It was, as of recently, he was pulled over for an unspecified reason by the police, which I assume was a violation of a registration due to the charges that were put on. But in that same interaction, the officer deemed and arrested him for possession of a controlled substance, and I'm not sure what to think about it, because how did it lead to that? We don't know. But Rucker he's fully cooperating, and he's hoping for redemption, like, amid his past drug controversies in the past, you know. But among the chaos, there is a rumor of the reunion of the Hootie and the Blowfish, and it's set to sail with or not Darius. It's not known yet, but the rest of the band wants to get back together for a tour in 2024, and we like to see it. And, you know, here at CGSF, we love to keep your ride grooving and from 2 to 3, and this is the song that I want to play. It's Hold My Hand by Hootie and the Blowfish. Thank you.